Will you please stand for the call to worship? The Lord speaks, and nature springs to life.
We thank you, O Lord, for your gift of beauty.
The Lord speaks, and prophets denounce injustice.
We thank you, O Lord, for your gift of conscience.
The Lord speaks, and people perform acts of grace.
We thank you, O Lord, for your gift of manners.
Let us thank God. Let us worship God.
It is so good to see you today. Is everybody happy? Have you had some very special times this summer? Well, we have two very special guests with us today. We have Casey and Emerson, and they have something very exciting that they want to tell you about.
Good morning. Well, as y'all know, we just came back with our youth from a camp called Passport, and we are there for a week in Danville, Virginia. And our theme of this week was follow the road. And basically what this means is we learned that God has paved a road for each and every one of us that we will follow in our life. And it's going to have twists and turns and bumps, and we'll go through hard times, but in the end we'll all end up in heaven together. And our journey in this world is just to follow that road and trust in God. And every night at worship, it's basically like going to church every night. And there we would light a candle called the Christ candle, and it was our way of inviting Christ into the room. Although we know that Christ was there with us, it was our way of symbolizing his presence there. And yeah, like we just did now.
And you know, we had some of our kids that went to Passport Kids. Caroline, you went. Did you all do that before worship? That's neat. Hey, Emerson.
So let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this youth group, and thank you for the children in our church, and help us to please follow the road you have paved for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, the word of greeting as we gather on this Sunday in summer here at First Baptist. If you're visiting with us, we give you a very special welcome and glad that you're here at First Baptist, and invite guests and members, if you would pass down the black registry notebooks and sign in, we would appreciate it. It gives our Deacon of the Week's opportunity to contact you, and we're glad that you're here. Others join us by radio when they cannot be here, and we know many listen, and we welcome them as part of this service. You are indeed welcome as we worship together.
For the past 2 weeks, the children and the youth of our church have experienced Passport. 2 weeks ago, we had 7 children and 2 adults who went to Passport Kids in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And this past week, we had 18 youth, including 7 high school graduates, and 7 adults who attended Passport Missions in Danville, Virginia. I would like for all of our campers, both Passport Kids and Missions, and all of the chaperones, if you would stand for just a moment so we could see who you are. That's a good representation. Thank you. I'm going to tell you something you already know. We have the greatest young people that you will find anywhere. And I want you to know what an amazing group of youth we have. They are, without question, in this past week at camp, they were the most polite, the best dressed, the most respectful and respected, the most engaged, the most honored, and the hardest working youth at camp. I told our youth the first night, after being around all those other youth groups and seeing how they were, I looked at our kids and I said, I love you guys. And I really, really do. I mean, they really stood above the crowd. I am so proud of each and every young person. The city of Danville, much like Lexington, has been devastated by economic collapse and the loss of industry. The once mighty Dan River Mills has been reduced to a pile of rubble. The unemployment in the city of Danville is almost 30%. The Averett chaplain told us that a couple of years ago, an expert predicted that Danville would be one of the cities in our nation that would never recover from the economic collapse and the loss of industry. But then the chaplain said there was something the experts did not factor in. They did not factor in the difference that servants can make. And for this past week, our young people have been servants. In ways large and small, Danville is being changed. And most importantly, we are giving hope to a devastated community. Our youth were the shining stars in every mission project. And in typical FBC youth fashion, We even uncovered a major mystery in an old abandoned building, reminiscent of capturing the Pirates of the Caribbean a few years ago. There is much more to tell you, but you cannot bear to hear it now, dear people of God. But I do want you to hear from several of our young people. I want them to share their experiences with you. And I want you to this church to know that you can be so proud of our young people for the way that they represent our church and their families, but most of all, for the way that they represent Jesus Christ. Andy Killebrew will be our first youth who will share with us. And Andy had a fantastic week at Passport, as did each and every one. You made it, Andy.
So first, our verse of the week was, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." When we first heard about the opportunity to speak on account of Passport, the thing I really wanted to talk about was the inclusive environment of the camp. Every other year I'd been there, our youth, during free time, we didn't really hang out as a group. We had separate parts of the youth group hung out together. And I loved seeing that when we had free time, it wasn't just a few people here and there. The entire youth group hung out together and talked. And every time you would see someone that maybe didn't fit in or felt uncomfortable, people would really work to make them feel at home. And so I wanted to share with you a story from our first night, which was at the rec party, which is kind of like a field day with all the Bible study groups. So we had our group down there on the field, and we were asking about a kid in our group that wasn't there yet. And our Bible study leader told us that he didn't really want to participate, and he was kind of afraid about it and afraid that we were going to get mad at him if he messed up. And so as soon as he got down there, we made sure that he knew how welcome he was and how much we cared about him and wanted him to participate. And after my group won the rec party, and afterwards I kind of looked at the guy in my group, and we kind of nodded towards Steve, and we picked him up and had him on our shoulders. And to see his smile after his original hesitant kind of nature was really special to see.
Thank you, Andy. And now Ethan Hauser will come and share with us. And you talk about inclusiveness. One thing that I saw from every one of our youth, there wasn't a single young person at this camp, in our group or other groups, that they didn't bring in and make sure that they realized that they were somebody special.
So this year was my fifth year at Passport, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for about everybody that went that this was probably the best year all around. We were just so active in everything. In the morning celebrations, we were always dancing and screaming and having fun. We'd go on the stage. In the worship, we'd always participate almost every night, and we'd have question of the day, and we'd have youth that would be in the question of the day once and even twice. And each group, we're split up amongst the other campers, and we normally have at two, maybe three of our own youth in that group. And in each group, we had leaders. Jack and I were leaders. Chris and Andy and Jackson and Charlie and Rachel, and the list goes on and on. And we're just leaders involving everybody. And in the rec party, we're leaders leading our group chant. I'm pretty sure every group chant that was led by somebody in our youth group. Like Andy said, in the free time, we were spending time with each other, being very involved in some of the group activities they had, like Ninja, Jackson and I, and Cam and Luke and Alec played Ninja together. Rachel and I went to coloring. And each day they do an honor camper, and then there's an honor camper of the week. And an honor camper is distinguished as a camper who has been extraordinary that day, who has stood out to the Bible study leader. They've been inspirational, worked hard. They were active in Bible study, worked hard in the mission site, and they were very active in Passport. And we had 3 honor campers of the day, Andy, Casey, and myself. And then we had 4 honor campers of the week, Jackson, Chris, Rachel, and Jack. And Charlie, who should have got honor camper. And then the theme of Passport was Follow the Road. And each one of us has our own unique individual road. We may cross paths with each other, and we may even go in opposite directions. Our roads will go up and they'll go down. And when we're down, we just need to trust in God and just keep pushing through, because eventually we'll make it out of this. And along the way, we need to spread God's love. This could be from doing mission work to even small things like brightening somebody's day with a conversation.
Thanks, Ethan. We truly were the most honored. Grayson is coming next. The honor campers is a really big deal at Passport, and Ethan told you how many we had. And the thing about Charlie should have been one. Charlie actually was one, but there was another camper that, because of her home situation, they felt like that it would be something that would mean so much to her. And Charlie, in his typical humble, servant-like spirit, had no problem with that at all. Grayson. And Grayson has on our Passport shirt, Follow the Road.
Well, I'm going to talk about the various parties that there were. On Tuesday, there was the rec party. The theme of the rec party was the Wizard of Slaws, which there was slime everywhere, whether it was on a slip and slide or poured on someone's head. And then on Wednesday, there was the dance, in which we've already said we won the costume contest. We had Andy dressed up as Oz, a lot of people dressed up as a lollipop child. Sorry, I'm just a little nervous. A Thursday, there was free time. We went down to Elkhorn Lake, and everyone just had a big time, whether it was pushing somebody off a pier or the large water slide or whatever it was. Everyone seemed to enjoy what they're doing. And then Friday was the talent show. Me, Cam, and Luke got cut from the talent show, and the talent show is a no-cuts talent show, so that showed how awful we truly were. Let's see, there was Alec with his president's rap, which was so good they had to get him off the stage. Sam and Jackson performed a song, which you'll hear later, I believe. Okay, good. Andy played the recorder, which got a big reaction from the crowd. Sam told his jokes, which were hilarious. Let's see, what else? Chris beatboxed, that tore down the house, definitely. Anyone else that I'm missing? Okay, that's it, thank you.
We're raising these children to be serious, somber, sober Baptists. You have selected your favorite hymns. The number one hymn is number 21, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
want to continue to hear from some of our Passport youth, and Sam Amos is going to come and share with us some of his experiences from Passport. Sam also has on one of our great Passport shirts.
This year at Passport, the thing that stood out to me more than just about anything else, hair is in my eye, was how really together and close our youth group felt, like even more than in previous years. When I was first getting into the youth group, the middle schoolers then really didn't talk to the high school youth much, so we always felt kind of distant from them. But especially on this trip, I really felt like we had been talking and just hanging out the whole time. I mean, there was no awkwardness and no hesitation to like say anything or just be together. And it really, really did strike me as how like close and friendly and really nice people we all are.
Thank you, Sam. That was well said. And there's one thing about this youth group. This is a close-knit family. Alec Rhodes will come and share with us. He's one of our graduates.
Going off of last year's mission trip to Belize, I thought nothing could compare to it. But I truly speak that Danville was without a doubt better than that. And I'm not just saying that because I felt that everything was just, it couldn't have gone any better. I mean, I'm usually the guy that's a little quiet in the youth group, and this, I kind of broke out of my shell the past week. A prime example of that was the variety show when I not only said the presidents in order, but rapped them. And I really, the youth group really pushed me to do that, and I got two standing ovations along with Andy. He got two standing ovations as well. And I really didn't expect that to happen. And the thing I did of me, Chris, and Luke, we all went to Cardinal Village and helped with the kids, and I gave many piggyback rides, which my spine has not forgiven me about that. And we spread mulch and pulled weeds and really and picked up trash and helped the community out more than anyone could think in just 5 days. And I really am blessed that I got to go, and although I've only been here for 2 years, it's been a blessing. And I heard that on the last day, if it's your first time at Passport, you cry, and I thought I was a man, and I thought I could, like, not cry, but I not only cried, I bawled, pretty much, a lot. And I'm just really blessed to have gone, and I thank you, Ray, for taking me and the youth, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
It's okay for men to cry. Another one of our high school graduates, Chris Klim, who also brought the house down at the variety show, will come. I wish you could see how these youth were so engaged with the children, the other youth that they interacted with, the difference that they make just simply by their presence and their Christ-like attitude. Come on, Chris.
When I thought about what to talk about for Passport, I just thought about everything that had happened that week. I thought, you know, I told everyone the last day or the last night that we had highlights of the week, and I said this week has been, you know, my main highlight. And, I had an amazing time at Passport, getting to know everyone in the youth and everyone there. It was amazing. I felt closer with God, and being my first and last time at Passport, it was just an amazing experience. At morning celebrations, I got wild. I danced my butt off, and it was lots of fun. My youth leader, his name was Carter, and I felt a really good connection with him because him and I were a lot alike, and our group name was Blue Circle 23, And I felt like I bonded with each and every one of them. Like Alex said, it was Alec and Luke who were in my group with me. And at Cardinal Village, we, you know, he said we picked up trash, we did that, and we learned about a lot of the kids' lives, and it was really awesome getting to know a lot of the kids there. They looked up to me, and they loved my beatboxing, because they thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And on the last day at Cardinal Village, we had a slip and slide set up, and it was just awesome. I mean, at first they were all scared. They, you know, they didn't want to do it. It was down a big hill, and so Carter went and he went like as fast as he could down, and everyone was like, "Oh, I want to do it." And there were three little guys that really stood out to me in Cardinal Village. Was their three names are Tay Tay, Dejan, and TJ, and they really looked up to me, and I felt a really good connection with them. At the rec party, I screamed my team off, and I lost my voice, so that was fun. And at the lake, we had an awesome time. I Spartan kicked Sam off of the dock, and he did it back to me. We had a 12th night with all the seniors, and it was really good getting to know all the seniors there that had spent a long time at Passport, and it was good to know them. We got very, very emotional on the last night of worship, and I also bawled my eyes out. And night devotions at the church, I felt really brought us closer. And it was really cool meeting all the counselors there. They were all energetic, and it was really cool meeting them. I just want to end by saying this week really impacted my life and kicked my butt into gear. It made me realize what short time I have. Passport is an amazing experience and has by far been the best event of my summer. And I plan to apply as an intern for it next year. And I want to say thank you to my youth group for one of the best weeks of my life. And I love you guys.
You see how well he's dressed? Every night, these guys went to worship dressed with bow ties, and the girls were dressed up. And I had one of the counselors who said, "Are you with the church with the good-looking boys with the bow ties?" They did that on their own without any prompting from us. Another one of our high school graduates, Rachel Hamrick, will come and share our scripture with us and a word about Passport.
Good morning. This year was my sixth year at Passport, and I think a lot of people know that I really, really love Passport. I'm really passionate about it and just what it promotes. And so every night at devotions, we would talk about God moments that we experienced throughout the day. And I have two that really stood out to me this week. And the first one was at our mission site. And my mission site was at Moffitt Church. And it's a church in this community where a lot of the churches have closed their doors and relocated. But this church has made a promise to stay into the area to, like, help out the people. And so our group was working with them, and they have a clothes closet. And we were responsible for moving all the clothes out and then cleaning up the room and painting it. Well, we had one really big room we had to paint, and then four small rooms. So the last day we got there, we didn't have any of our rooms completed. Like, we had painted on all but one of them, but none of them were done. And so basically we all kind of felt like there's no way that we are going to finish our mission site. And we had to finish. We had, like, a deadline. So we started working, and we all came together, and we ended up finishing our entire site. And we had to stay a little extra, but we were talking to the pastor afterwards, and he was just talking about how much it meant to them and how excited the ladies that ran the clothes closet were, because they had a new space and they felt like it was really going to help the community. And my second God moment, a lot of people have touched on it already, but the last night of worship is probably the most intense and emotional. And this year was especially emotional because for a lot of us, it was our last real trip together and last time that we were all going to be together like that. And so a lot of us were crying and just really upset. And it just really hit me that how grateful I was to have grown up in a youth group where all y'all have just supported me and comforted me throughout it all. And it just has meant a lot because a lot of us don't go to school together, and especially me, a lot of y'all aren't at my school, and just how much y'all have meant to me, and y'all are my best friends, and so that just meant a lot. And something Whitney said the last night we were leaving is about how we say I love you and just how much it means when you say I love you to someone that you really love, and I love you guys. So thanks for making this week special. So today our scripture lesson is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Blessed be God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments, chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Rachel, thank you. These young people have modeled for us what a true community of faith, what the people of God are supposed to be like. Two of our other graduates, Jackson McCarthy and Sam Sharp, are going to come and sing for us now. And while you guys are coming up, I wanted to say that there were seven adults who were truly blessed this week. Joyce and I, along with our youth leaders, Whitney Brooks, Savannah Kepley, and Kyle Kepley, and Johnny, who is a tremendous bus driver, Johnny Beck, and Louis Phillips, who is one of our Passport veterans. We were blessed by these young people. Jackson and Sam are going to share something very special with us, and then Whitney Brooks will come and conclude our Passport report.
Some bright morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from these prison walls, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, how glad and happy when we I'll fly away. No more cold iron shackles on my feet. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joys never end. I'll fly away.
I want to teach you all a little, it's called a standing O. And this is our way of just showing our gratitude for campers every day at Passport. And what we did was in morning worship or celebration, we'd stand up. Everybody stand up. Put your hands together. An O. All right, good. You got it. We would do that throughout the camp, and trust me, we had a ton of opportunity to give standing O's. Every night, the final thing that we did, well, the almost final thing that we did, was come back together as a youth group for a nightly devotion. And we would have big ups where we congratulated each other on great things we did throughout the day. And we had highlights and lowlights, and it was wonderful because it took a long time to get through all of these things because we had so many good things to talk about. So I want to go over a couple of the big ups, the highlights and lowlights from Passport this past week. I have big ups to our campers for their numerous awards and accolades throughout the week. You guys heard the list of honor campers of the day, the week. It was endless, and it was so wonderful to see, but I have to be honest with you when I say that I wasn't a bit surprised. These young people are amazing. I have another big up to the campers for their participation in the variety show. Big ups to our 7 graduates for keeping it real this week. Big ups to our 2 sixth graders for keeping it real this week. And big ups to everybody for demonstrating respect, leadership, and God's love to each other and to everyone at the camp. These youth really are an example to everyone there. Highlights of the week: winning the costume contest at the Emerald City Ball, Ray's late night stories, including Gumby, listening to the youth sing, play guitar, piano, the recorder, tell jokes, beatbox, and recite the list of U.S. presidents in a most unique format, thank you, Alec, at the variety show. Special highlight of the week, a week's worth of American flag swim trunks, grilling out on our free night, watching these youth add to, trying to outdo a powerful twisty, windy water slide by going up it backwards. Didn't think it could be done. I was wrong. Let's see, what else? Highlight. Oh, dumping tons of green slime on the youth's heads and watching them get out of this. There was a baby pool full of, it's called Yuck, but Yuck was an appropriate name for it, but it was full of green slime, and we got to dump it all over the youth during our rec party. Lowlights, getting bear hugs from youth freshly covered in green slime. Ooh. Bad coffee and drums. Just leave it at that. As far as Passport goes, you know, it's not uncommon to hear people question, why are we sending youth outside of town to do mission work when there's such a great need in our own backyards? Why are we paying to take them away from this place when we really need them here? I asked that question the first time I went to Passport. I was ignorant. And what I've come to realize and I've seen firsthand is that Passport is, it's much more than a mission trip. It serves as an opportunity for these young folks to grow and be leaders in a new and unfamiliar environment so they can return here and be stronger and better leaders at home. It's a chance for the adults to step back and let these kids shine. They learn to take themselves seriously as young adults, and they also learn how not to take themselves so seriously when it's appropriate and to just step back and enjoy all that life has to offer. Passport Camp is an ongoing commitment. It's an opportunity, and it's a reminder to learn who we are, what we're capable of, and to put faith and love into action. And these kids deserve a big standing O. So, come on, get up, standing O. O. Thanks, guys.
Could we use the O kind of like holding hands for prayer? Maybe, I don't know. Let us pray. God, we celebrate camps. We celebrate how they change lives, how they touch us and move us. For the fun, the fellowship, the growing together, we give you thanks. From our children and youth who've experienced these things, we give you praise. You take care of us, God, even when we don't always take care of ourselves. You've given us life and breath. Give us always, God, courage to trust you, reminding us again and again that life is precious. In your mercy, O God, restore us and lead us. Fairest Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
It is time for the sermon. But you have already heard the proclamation of the word, in all of its power and authenticity. Aren't you relieved? The first chapter of Ephesians begins with the words, "Blessed be God." We have talked about being blessed. These young people have blessed us. They have blessed this church. They continue to do so. But Paul tells us we are to bless God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to do that by living our lives in the praise of His glory. One of the most beloved anthems and a favorite anthem of our choir is the majesty and the glory of His name. Let us bless God.
Father God, you give us life so that we can enjoy this world. Sometimes we pray for things that we already have. We just need you to help open our eyes to see. In The Wizard of Oz, the cowardly lion found his courage when he was given a medal that validated the courage that he already had deep within him. We have the opportunity to help others by validating their blessings, by recognizing them directly with acts of kindness. It might be a medal, or words, or a pat on the back, or raising a fellow camper up on your shoulders that says, "You are gifted." Thanks be to God for the reminders of our many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hasn't this been a great hour of worship? And to hear these young people, it's just been fantastic. And I would like to say one word to the church. Thank you. Thank you for making youth ministry a top priority, because you can see today what a difference this makes in their lives and in the life of this church family. These are the greatest group of young people. I love you guys, and I would take you anywhere. And we just might do that. Thank you for being here, being a part of the service today. I hope you'll be back Friday night at 7 o'clock. Yes, Friday night at 7 o'clock when Jackson McCarthy will be back in this choir loft with the All-State Youth Choir. It's going to be a fantastic presentation. Hope you can be with us. And by the way, youth, we'd like for you to help, and I'll email you with all of the details about Friday. Thank you for being here, being a part of this service. For all of you visitors, you have blessed us with your presence. And by the way, there is one person that I know listens every Sunday, but we haven't seen her here in a long time, Mildred Lopp. Mildred, it's so good to see you here today with your granddaughter. It's a special blessing to see you. And now the choir will lead us in our benediction.